Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Kornke, or Mark from Michigan, has done legendary feats in the fight against the New World Order, in mobilizing the population and teaching the population how to go out and mobilize others in the information war. I woke up kind of on my own many, many years ago and then discovered Mark Kornke, and he was saying all the things that I had observed and more, and I did learn quite a bit from Mark. And then, of course, I interviewed him, I guess, back in like 1997, and he had just fired up a radio network with other parties, and they picked up my local show, and we were off to the races, and he was set up several times. I don't think we need to spend all day on that, but they tried to set him up with bank robbery, which they later admitted he wasn't involved with. He'd never been involved in any crimes in his life. You know, his family was in the sheriff's department. Of course, he had a distinguished service in the Army and intelligence, and they basically ran him off the road and then charged him with that and put him in maximum security for 7 years. And I have the squad car video. We aired it many times on the local television show. And he spent 7 years in prison in Michigan, the entire sentence, and just witnessed unbelievable things. And before he leaves us today, we'll get into that. But I want to... He's been working on the inside. And talking to him, I think he's sharper and more focused than when I knew him 7, 10, 12... 13 years ago. He is just really, really informed and has been following the show from prison. I was flattered to hear that. And he's written several books while he's been in there, and I can't wait to see him. I know it's going to be great work, and I definitely want to carry them in our online video bookstore and system. But we're about to break in just a few minutes. I want to get Mark to talk about 9/11, talk about any issues that he just wanted to discuss while he was in prison. I want to get him to talk about how the people are waking up. I love how he shatters the illusion that we're a minority. We're really the majority. We just don't know that. And where he sees all this going, I agree with Mark. 9/11 was an act of desperation. It just well, we talked for an hour and a half the other night, and just so many points, and I should have taken notes to go over all those points. Mark, it's great to have you back on air.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to hear your voice, too.
Again, I talked to you, and you seem to have been buoyed by your tribulation in the concentration camp.
Well, the thing is, you got to stay busy. You know, first of all, it's treating it like a monastery rather than a prison. I'll bet it's a rather vicious monastery in some ways, but nonetheless, an example is one thing I didn't do is purchase a television for the entire time that I was there. And a lot of people always wondered about that, and I had not more than ample opportunity to do it over and over again, but that becomes a mind-sucking tool, especially when you're dealing with nothing but cable stations that are designed to give you Okra Wimpy and horrendous Revolver. So, I'm sorry.
No, it is a mind-sucking tool.
It's interesting to watch. I called it the tombs at night because if you don't have the television and you're paying attention to your surroundings, it was like a series of flashing gray orbs over the walls or through the, you know, through the cellar.
You know, I say that all the time. I walk the dog at like 10 o'clock at night, and all the houses are glowing blue. And
right.
You see it flashing, the mind control box.
And flickering. That's the fascinating, is watching the sequence of flickers and flashes that come off the screen when you're not looking at the screen, especially when you have, say, 300-400 of them in close proximity. And it's almost like watching some form of disco lighting system. Anyway, the thing is that rather than watching the television, of course, it's the same thing outside. I never had any time really to watch much television when I did. It was kind of in concentrated form. Otherwise, we were busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Well, the same thing basically inside. Stayed very busy. Helped with a lot of legal work. I've been doing pro se work before I went in myself. And in fact, we were pretty successful in the courts where we didn't let the bar members get involved.
Stay there, Mark Kornke. We're going to be back in 3 minutes and go through just your view on the planet, where you see things going in the future with the battle for the Republic. I'm Alex Jones. It's Genesis.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I really don't have words to describe how thankful I am to Mark Carnegie for all the work he's done for this country. And when he made America in Peril 1 and 2, I remember in the mid-1990s, late-1990s, watching those two and airing them over and over again on local access television when I started out. And what Mark's good at, and this is what folks have always said that I'm pretty good at, is connecting the dots, showing people how these different integrated systems merge together for a big picture or threat assessment. And I tell you, Mark, you probably don't, it's hard to see yourself grow because it's incremental, you know, because you're with yourself every day, but it's like seeing, you know, somebody you hadn't seen in years or seeing a 10-year-old, and then you see them next, they're a 15-year-old, my, they've grown. And of course, in that analogy, I don't mean you were like a 10-year-old. I'm saying in time, it's like seeing a tree that's grown, a tree you haven't seen in 7 years. Talking to you for an hour and a half the other night, you seemed even, you know, more focused than you'd been 7 years ago when I knew you. And, I mean, do you think you grew while you were in prison?
Well, I think the advantage we had is dealing with, first of all, before I went into prison, I've dealt with millions of people. Example is we brought up American Peril. Remember, American Peril came out in 1993. American Peril 2 comes out in 1994, and American Peril 3, which of course overlaps and covers basically the short window just before the Oklahoma City bombing, covered the, for instance, the omnibus crime package slash the Patriot Act as it was originally proposed. One of the things that has happened is I've actually, in a way, got rest. One of the things that happened before, it's not so much that in any way, shape, slower, but the biggest problem is dealing with 48 states nonstop, 24 hours a day, and working as a response unit because we went around the country and helped to negotiate or deal
with
people.
So basically, you've had a nice rest in a way.
Yeah, and in some ways, it's an aggressive rest because the environment you're in, you had to pay attention constantly. Anybody who's listening right now who's behind the wire or behind the walls knows exactly how it is. You've got to be paying attention constantly, but people are listening. People are there. There's two states that people get into when they're in a situation like that. They either get off into the flippant and they get into a lot of problems, especially because gambling, things like that, are always an enticement for certain people. Or they treat it like a monastery. They get into the subject matter, or they get into the process of learning. Now, for myself, I had already decided what I was going to do in a situation like that anyway. So what I did is practice what I preached. The good thing about that is that it gave me an opportunity to finish a lot of other things that otherwise I would have had to have shared time with. In a way, I think the other side is going to probably regret this because I had a chance to focus in the written word, which I've always been immersed in. If you've ever been to my house, anybody who's ever visited, people that are listening right now know, I have tens of thousands of books. The walls are lined with books. Everything under the table has books. If you go through my house, I can pretty well cover any subject that you'd like to cover, and my books don't require batteries. What they do require is, you know, attaching the gray matter and, you know, using the eyes to track those symbols that are on that funny piece of white paper. The advantage, of course, in the situation I was in is if you treat the environment as a monastery, you can be absolutely focused on whatever task you wish to perform. So, again, I got heavily into the law, which I'd been doing outside, worked with Justice Pro Se and many other organizations around the country. That was exciting because we actually helped, as in teams, I helped with a case that not only was reviewed by the Supreme Court, but was actually heard by the Supreme Court. And if you remember how long it takes to get to the Supreme Court, this process was quite extensive, and it's one of virtually hundreds of cases that I helped with. Now, in the process, of course, I also instructed many, many people or helped to, you know, at least put people on a certain
Mark,
path.
Mark, we also talked the other night about how you also were able to wake up a lot of the jail guards, the prison people, and that you got moved around every few months or every year or so, depending on which move it was, and that a lot of times you had friends in the system. As you said, we've got people everywhere.
Yes, one of the things to remember is that we have people on both sides of the line, so to speak. And in that respect, if you're in that situation, it's interesting that everybody has heard something. And now, as things have gotten more serious, and especially with the risk, you know, the threat to jobs that they thought were untouchable. For instance, the guards thought that they were always going to be at the level of pay that they're at, but the states, of course, now want a cheaper prison guard system. In the same breath, this affected the prisoners because they make only pennies a day, and Alex, they're trying to take even some of that or half of that from them. And I could go into a multitude of stories about some of the things that the state had done just with prisoners who already only make like 79 cents a day, or say a dollar a day, being told that they were going to cut their pay by 50%.
And then good old boys out there go, good, make them prisoners work. We're talking about working 8-10 hours a day. For 75 cents a dollar a day, which you then use to buy toothpaste, toothbrushes, combs, basic things. Yeah.
You have to buy all of your toiletries. You have to buy all your personal items. And it's interesting that, let's say that you're expected to do that. The problem is that for a lot of these guys, there are so many supplemental costs that they really can't keep up with it. And there are more prisoners than there are jobs. The prison population is going up. So like the Soviet system, which is really what this country is emulating right now, what you're seeing is rack 'em and stack 'em. And there are no more urinals or toilets or bathrooms than there were when they started, but they're doubling or tripling the number of prisoners into the same space. They know that this is going to cause problems. They know
what was high security prison like?
Well, actually, I was at different levels. It's interesting, at the upper end, as we know, it's a little more aggressive. But on the other hand, I mean, as far as a little more aggressive, it's a lot more aggressive. But there are a lot of people that were listening, a lot of people that were thinking, and they actually find that the people there are very focused, especially when it gets into work, when it comes to working with law, because their lives depend upon it. I met some young men who, of course, became students in other ways because we were teaching a number of different subjects. I was working on a number of subjects that were very specific and would point them in another direction with regard to the law. And these young men, in some cases, one young man was 16 years old, came in with 11 life sentences, but hadn't killed anybody and hadn't injured anybody. It was under the drug laws. And, again, he was in the wrong place, right time. I've read all of his cases. Well, he came in at 16. He was in his 20s when I met him, and he had taken and knocked down 10 out of 11 life sentences. In other words, gone all the way to the high courts. They had upheld his arguments, and he was working his way down, so to speak. Now, as far as the level of interest.
By the way, have you noticed now the feds are moving to block jailhouse lawyers?
Oh, I can believe. You know why I would say I can believe that? And we saw this from the inside. One of the reasons is that bar members are bought and paid for. They are bought and paid for royalty. They're going to do whatever it takes to streamline the business. And if the business is to put more people in prison, and of course we've seen that number grow for the last 3 years by the millions, literally by 1 million to 2 million to now to almost 3 million people in prisons in America, that the Bar Association's job is to make the business grow. Well, when you hear any slob talking about streamlining, that means taking away from your constitutional rights or streamlining your constitutional rights. So that
it means railroading you right into the camp.
That's right. He puts his little paw on your shoulder and surrenders you as property over to the state. And that's really what they're trying to do, is they're trying to stack more people up. Now, here's the key to this, and this is important, Alex. The key to this and why they're putting more people in prison is because of the penal bonds. Penal bonds are generated just like any other bridge bond or whatever, because prisoners under the American Constitution and under the state constitutions, indentured servitude is authorized.
Once so it's literally being sold as chattel.
Right. Go to your state constitution and read through the body of it and then look at state laws. Indentured servitude means you become a piece of property. The property can then be bonded. These bonds are generated by the federal government and authorized by each of the states, of course, I should say, verified by each of the states. When you're surrendered as a piece of property, these bonds then go into the trade market. Their average price is about 27 cents on the dollar.
And you were able to get copies of these from some of the big brokerage houses.
Actually, yes, we did. And, in fact, we know that Merrill Lynch, for instance, had one and has more than one. They have God knows how many hundreds of thousands of these bonds. They're not the only one. They are traded all over the United States and all over the world.
So summing it up, we're about to break. We know it's a big business. I've tracked back the big banks that own a lot of the private prison companies, clear drug cartels. You got to love it. They ship in heroin and cocaine. People are dumb enough to use it, and they put you in their prisons working for 15, 20 cents an hour for them.
Exactly. And, you know, the sad part about it is that this is right out in the open where you can find it. Merrill Lynch acknowledged it, but they said initially, because we weren't stockholders, because the person wasn't a stockholder, was checking on his number, they couldn't divulge it. So we had his agent outside buy some stock and then access the specific information because they had to surrender it once he was a stockholder.
Amazing. Mark, the prison's super interesting, but I want to get into 9/11. I want to get into where you see the battle for the Republic, as you term it, going, and what you think some of the strategies in the info war, from your unique perspective, should be. Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead, but he was never dead. He was in there writing several books. He was in there getting a lot of material out. He even wrote to me a letter that I've got on the wall at my home office. And it's just great to have Mark Kornke back out. You know they're going to try to plant guns on him or set him up. I know he's watching his six and hope he... If I was Mark, this is my advice, I would not lay low, but physically lay low, and then I would just basically communicate via the electronic grid and fight him inside the Matrix so they can't get his physical person. will just hook Mark's brain directly in to the computer system. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Kornke's our guest. Mark, let's shift gears into the big picture, the overview, while you studied the press and the media and tuned into radio, while you were behind the wire for 7 years, and I'm going to get into the books you've written while you were there and when those are going to be available. But just the big overview, why did the globalists, why did the New World Order carry out 9/11? What's the position with your take on the public and resistance and the awakening? What do you see the elite doing in the near future? Because everything they do now, instead of having a Midas touch, everything they touch turns to dog poo. I mean, literally, this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed thing, 95% in major polls. It was 75-74 last week. Believe it's a lie and a cover-up. The public is believing nothing they say. Both parties are completely discredited now. We have seen the major shift that dwarfs the awakening that we saw in the early 1990s. Clearly, the government carried out Oklahoma City to try to demonize the Patriot movement. That worked for a few years, but then backfired. Now you've even got people like former deputy director of the FBI going public, Danny Colson saying the government's involved, there's a cover-up, new investigation. I mean, I see their whole system imploding, whistleblowers everywhere. What do you see happening?
Well, it's interesting, first of all, when you bring up the whole thing about September 11th, just as we said, it was not a response, it was a reaction formula. Reaction implies knee-jerk. It was, in other words, damage control because of a specific series of situations that were developing both inside and outside the United States. From inside, the communications base and the fact that they've been retarded in where they wanted to be by the year 2001, let alone 2007, that created a great crisis for them.
They were behind schedule. This was emergency jump start electricity directly to the heart.
Exactly. In the past, or the normal policy, is they obviously have set up a schedule many, many years ago. This schedule allowed for a specific Fabian-type response, which, remember, is gradualism, step-by-step, until you reach your goal. The problem is, and this is the basic rule, is nobody remembers second best. Nobody remembers number two. Nobody remembers the guy that's there before, or a couple of guys before they say the big kahuna, the big cheese, takes the golden ring. Somebody else wanted to do that. I believe that, number one, the biggest problem you've got is that most of the regime, first of all, failed to surrender their catbird seat to the next generation. Most of them are getting very old. They can see the writing. They can see the possibility of getting what they want. But to do it, they have to still relax a bit and let somebody else take credit for what they've spent most of their lives doing. Now, they're not the only ones that were involved in this long chain of affairs that have developed this New World Order scam. But, again, they only make statues for the ones who perform the task. Not for the number two, not for number three. The guy that's up there that has the ring in hand, when the time comes, if he can collapse the country, surrender us to the global plantation, plug the rest of the mechanism in, that's the one that's going to be remembered. On the other hand, outside, the other consideration is because the Patriot movement bought time. The other side also had a series of issues and has a series of issues with alternatives, because these windows of opportunity bring force and bring resource to a specific fixed point in time.
And that's what we always tried to do. We always said we don't have to win right now. We have to block them, hold them back, frustrate them till they bog down.
That's right, because the longer we stretch out the event, the more time that you have, the more likely a series of events will develop that will demonstrate exactly what's going on, or at least expose key elements.
The unraveling.
That's right. And what we're seeing right now, especially, look what happened with September 11th as far as the after-the-fact collection of data. The one reason, the key reason that this type of fiasco, this type of skullduggery would fail, especially in more modern times, is because you have a series of experts and trained professionals in a series of trades that demand absolute excellence. The three groups that you have the hardest time with are A, air traffic controllers. They all know the truth, and there's some of them listening right now. They know the truth. It is impossible for that scenario to have been played out unless absolute treason was involved, and it had to be coming from command and control. I believe the air traffic controllers did their job. I believe that the managers of the air traffic controllers tried to do their job. But because of the nature of the creature that is right now, the creatures that are occupying Washington, there was a terror action by the government against their own people immediately after the fact, when it didn't go quite the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, stay there. Let's continue with your take on this. Mark Cornty, 7 years behind the wire, 7 years in different state prisons, from maximum security down to medium security. The crime being run off the road by police, and they were trying to set him up for a bank robbery, which was, of course, a complete lie. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal-Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing.
Mark Cornkey is our guest.
But built to destroy.
For those that don't know who he is, I'm going to give him a recap, a short bio. Before we go back to him, we're carrying four new films. Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11 by Guerrilla News Network. American Blackout, also by Guerrilla News Network. Just focusing in on how blacks are blocked from voting. There's definitely no doubt. Very well done. Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers by Robert Greenwald. Amazing film documenting how it's a war for profit for the New World Order and a lot more. Also, we're carrying America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. My new film, Terror Storm. A History of Government-Sponsored Terror really is the best film out there, bar none, documenting government-sponsored terror, not just 9/11, but 7/7, and all the declassified admissions were criminals, criminal elements in our government, criminal compartments staged terror attacks worldwide as a pretext for their New World Order system. All of these videos are on discount at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You not only get great films that inform you. You can make copies of all the films I've made. Aaron Russo wants you to make copies of his film, Loose Change, Second Edition. All of this is very, very effective. And you can make copies and force multiply that. And that's why 9/11 has been exposed. That's why the globalists are on the run. That's why everything they touch is turning to trash. Everything they touch is turning to dirt, to ashes. It's because you have taken action, and all the glory goes to God. So I'm telling you out there who haven't gotten involved in the fight, or those of you who've been in the fight but maybe think you made 100 copies of Terror Storm or 100 copies of Freedom to Fascism, you're done. No, redouble, then redouble again. Listen, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm doing this because I love my family, and I know it's about survival now. I mean, I've gotten pretty close to the tip of the spear on this. I've gotten deep into this. I'm past the point of no return, and we're all past that point, whether you realize it or not. The question is, will you face the truth? I mean, yesterday was kind of my day off, so I only worked about 11 hours yesterday. Saturday, I worked close to 18. Friday, I worked only about 15. And you know what? I enjoy it. I have to make myself go to bed at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning to get up at 7 in the morning. I have to do that because it is a total war, ladies and gentlemen. These people put cancer viruses in vaccines. They run giant child kidnapping rings. It's now mainstream news. Mark and others told you about it 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, we're fighting. Mark, I want to go through the experts in the system who aren't going to go along with the lie, but also just the nature of evil. For the average person who doesn't want to kidnap and kill children or who doesn't want to put cancer viruses in vaccines, you know, getting into the mindset of the elite and why they do this, but please continue.
Okay, well, it'll only take a second. I'll finish up on our last train of thought. I would like to qualify something. Remember this about these three particular fields. They do not measure time per se in hours. They measure time in tenths of a second, in seconds, and at the most in minutes. Air traffic controllers are dealing with thousands of people's lives. What's the one thing we know about air traffic controllers? That they are one of the most stressful jobs in the United States. They take their job seriously. They don't sell Starbucks coffee on the side and then come over and play air traffic controller for 2 hours a day. These men are immersed in their job. The FAA has what is called standard operating procedure they cannot deviate from. When they operate, there is a specific set pattern. They must follow through a page of operational procedures if they get into a specific crisis, and they can't fall to the next page until they complete all of the tasks. Again, this is something that has been drilled into them. It's part of their regimented process. They are trained professionals. They deal in tenths of a second. Think about this. They know very quickly. They must know very quickly. There are 300 to 500 lives at stake if they make a mistake, if they fail. Now, with that being the case, is there anybody? I would have to laugh, and in fact, I would say you're a sorry soul to believe that for up to 20 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes, but let's say for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, you're dealing in tenths of a second, in seconds, and in fact, even hundreds in some cases. Depends on who's running what clock. But the bottom line is, take a look at the timelines and how they're measured. Now, with that being
now,
the
I've
case,
talked to on-air 4 or 5 air traffic controllers, and then probably 15 or 20 at different events and places who are current and former, and they just say, a total inside job, total bull.
And they all know this, no matter who that professional. There's one profession right there. Now, let's go to the next profession that's tied into this also. Pilots who fly the same aircraft. If you've ever flown, Alex, you've flown all over the place. How many times have you had a man who is a pilot sit next to you or somewhere near you in a plane that's piggybacking to another location?
A few times, not many.
Okay, in my case, I've used to maybe don't see as much because they're being more picky about them having the manuals out where people can see them. But if you're flying, say, or trying to get into flying a 757 or a 767, you are immersing yourself in the technology.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pilots lots of times sitting out in the lobbies with their computers out, their papers, totally immersed, yeah.
That's right, because they have to know a standard operating procedure.
Thousands of, hundreds of switches with multiple positions, so thousands of choices.
And the very thing that air traffic controller does with many planes, that pilot and the co-pilot and possibly the navigator engineer, if the third man's on board, all have to deal and be of the same professional caliber. Now, I'm going to talk right into the radio again. How many of you pilots out there have been honest and acknowledged that you've seen the mistake here, that you understand that they're lying? Now, there's two professions right there. But now I'm going to go to the third one, because the third one is tied into those two, and that's the Air Force. There are virtually tens of thousands of pilots out there that are combat pilots. They're either combat experienced, or at the very least, they have been trained to fly sorties, missions, to engage or deal with specific threats to the United States. They know, just like these other two sets of professionals know, whether or not somebody is lying about a process. And they know that it is virtually impossible. You don't even have to get into the other details.
Well, Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, fighter intercept pilot, fighter bomber Vietnam, hundreds of missions, what, 103 missions, he said that it's a lie when they say nothing was done on 9/11. He says if nothing would have been done, the default position would have been in place, those planes would have been shot down, and 3,000 Americans would still be alive.
Exactly.
So the default position was removed, and then lo and behold, we even have the document, June 3rd, 2001, where Dick Cheney orders the Secretary of Defense to take the NORAD shoot-down powers away, but then we know that a general, and we've got the award ceremony video, by the way, refused. The Happy Hooligans were actually on maneuvers in Virginia then, but they got the order to put two AIM-9s, two Sidewinders, into that aircraft, and that's what the state police and others said was a big explosion, an 8.5 mile debris field.
Exactly. The thing about it with these pilots is, remember, they know that in the last 30 days to 40 days, think about what happened just before September 11th. Remember that kid that tried to land his single engine aircraft on the lawn of the White House?
Yes.
That was only shortly before this. They even publicly acknowledged that because of that, they had reviewed. Now, we don't need to go into the details, but the people who are the professionals in the Air Force and those who are in military or national defense understand and know that there was a heightened state of preparedness because they had to evaluate and then strengthen specific issues, and perhaps they even let this happen for that reason. The excuse was then to actually mobilize and improve the defense systems. Yet we're supposed to believe that all of a sudden, after an incident like that, and because of the fact that this is the capital of these United States, that all of a sudden somebody decided, I'm not going to be paying any attention to the radar, I'm not going to defend the country, I've got a second job at Starbucks in the next 25 minutes I got to get to, hey, let me know how things turn out.
Well, we have the facts. We know that the government ran drills to confuse them. We have the air traffic controllers saying, I've never seen so much exercise going on during real world activities.
Right.
They're going, what's going on? Is this part of the exercise? An exercise of flying hijacked jets into the very same targets at the exact same time. And the same thing on 7-7, they're running a drill, the government with a private consultancy, of the exact same trains and bus being bombed at the exact same time. And we had a actuary of folks in an insurance company do it. It was something like 40-something trectagillion. That's 40-something zeros, folks.
Yes, to one.
I mean, that's many billions of times all the grains of sand in all the world. And, of course, they bootleg the attacks through this. Now, Mark, shifting gears into a wider view, give us your take on where the globalists are now. We know from their own public documents they are now at least 7 years behind. But it seems like since they got behind, they just accelerated their program. They're kind of like a NASCAR who three laps towards the end is in second place. They want the pole position, but their tires are bald, their engine's rattling, they're afraid to press the accelerator, but this isn't a race they can afford to lose. And basically, I see their engine is already blown, but they just still are hell-bent for leather with this juggernaut. They can't stop now or the whole thing will completely explode.
Well, look at it this way. Does an addict ever admit to his addiction?
No.
Okay, we're dealing with the same types of sycophants. As far as these people go, their power trip, what they've committed to, how they've sold their souls, what it is that they worship and who they worship, as far as the dark side of the force, if we want to call it that, but the demons that they worship, they have embraced completely, and they cannot turn away from. In their mind's eye, kind of like Faust, remember what he said, what the demon kept saying every time Faust came up with a, I think I want to break the deal. The demon would step forward, and he would threaten him constantly, threaten him over and over again. And at the end, when he went to hell, the demon laughed at him. He said, at any time you could have left us. at any time. You could have escaped this by calling on the authority of Jesus Christ, and you didn't do it. And now your soul is mine.
Oh, by the way, at Bohemian Grove, when we snuck in there in 2000, they mix some Babylonian and they mix some Canaanite stuff in and some Druidic. But in it, it's from Faust, where the one thing the demon couldn't lock in the box was Faust care, and he's always trying to kill care, lock it up. In that, they, in a Faustian ritual, they take the image of a child, they burn it, and that's care, and they kind of put their hoodoo on it, like a sacrifice. They're putting all the bad things they've done on to not care and not have the bad they do come back on them. And then I discovered, watching videos of Anton LaVey on YouTube, that the Church of Satan did mock sacrifices of children, but they said it was just as good because they imaged it as a child and they put all their, you know, bad stuff on the child. I mean, this is sick, and George Bush and others go there, Mark.
Exactly. One of the things to remember is in their mind's eye, they don't care if you believe. If you go through the motions, if you follow practices, you are strengthening their environment, and you are strengthening their persona. It's the same, you know, for them, you know, it's kind of like, okay, look at it this way. You're on the big sacrificial altar. The guy comes up with the obsidian knife. You scream out, "But I don't believe in your religion." And the last thing you hear as he plunges it into your chest and rips out your heart is, "I don't care."
Exactly. They don't, and then they've convinced everybody to be atheist. You know, saying, "Well, this doesn't matter. We don't want to hear about devil worship. It doesn't exist." Even if you don't believe in God and the devil, folks, the elite does. This is what makes the world go round.
That's one of the problems, and what they've been counting on. It's just like there are two things that basically are part of the overall strategic formula. Number one, you're not supposed to. And the average person, what you said earlier, it's absolutely true. The average person would not go out of his way to perform the deeds or the acts that we're talking about here. It's not in his mindset or not in her mindset. So the logic is, well, if I wouldn't do it, they wouldn't, you know, another person wouldn't do it. And depending upon their perception and their life's experience, that's the narrow band that they've been conditioned to. The second is that, well, even if that guy does have a problem, it doesn't affect me. In other words, if they're attacking a certain group of people, or if they're, you know, going through the motions to undermine the liberties of one person, I'm not supposed to worry about that because it's that guy, not me, and it's not going to affect me. In reality, if you'll notice, they've always complained when we've demonstrated that there is an interlocking action that's taking place with all of society, that it doesn't just affect one strata, but it affects all stratas in the process. And you've heard this repeated over and over again. Oh my, you know, ignore the man behind the curtain is what we always joke about. But the Wizard of Oz perfectly portrays how they wanted to separate each person into one track. Each one had their own area of interest where their heart was born. With Dorothy, it was going someplace. With the Scarecrow, he wanted to have a mind. Each one, if you'll notice, was isolated, separated, and segregated. Now, what happened is, when the four of them came together and worked together, they were so much stronger than their aggressor. In fact, they overcame the great and powerful Oz. And by the way, Toto was the kicker to the whole thing, because as we know, he took the curtain out of the way. The little dog did some damage as everything else. That's right. And everything was there, but it was integrated. It was a combined force, a combined arms team, so to speak, that actually faced off against what they perceived to be the ultimate strength, when in reality...
Now, the globalists are arrogant. The phenomenon of self-made documentaries like Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, you, Mark, of course, pioneered with those talks you gave, America in Peril, but the burgeoning where you can make a film, put it out on the web for free, something the globalists would never do because they're all about money and power, have 30, 50, 100 million people watch one film, that is bringing them to their knees. Now, I wish they still were filled with the hubris, but I do now see fear in their eyes, Mark.
Well, I think that's one of the things when you ask where would this go, okay, and again, you guys out there while we were inside, I think everybody came to the same conclusion if we've been doing this for some time, is they have to fabricate another crisis. But how do we do this? The old Wicked Witch said, these things must be done delicately. Well, that's exactly the case. And so now the problem is it has to be so catastrophic that there will be no time to respond. Now, it's not true that would be the case. Even if, and this is the most likely scenario, everybody's painted it out, but a nuclear strike and not a missile strike. It'll be walked in, and it won't be walked in necessarily over the border. I think it'll come in probably by container ship. The reason for that, or a simple freighter of some kind, but a container, a lesser container freighter.
It doesn't even have to make it in. A ship can just get within a mile of New York.
Right. Let's go through this. I worked as, you've mentioned backgrounds. I worked as a 94B-20 intelligence analyst. I was also a counterintelligence NCO, and I worked as a security officer with a G2 shop. I was school trained. I was 13th out of a class of 33 and the second highest to graduate in my particular MOS at USIX, United States Army Centers and Schools. I'm a school-trained USIX, by the way, which is, USIX. I'm a school-trained intelligence analyst, which is kind of rare. It's not super rare, but the average person who is put into an intelligence post, typically in middle and upper management even, are people who are looking for retirement points.
Stay there, Mark. We got a break. We'll come back and explain all this. Get into the globalist next move, which will be some type of bio or nuclear attack.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Let the joyous news be spread, the wicked old witch at last is dead.
Things must be done delicately.
Yeah, we shot the sheriff, but we didn't get the deputy. We're not done. This battle goes on. But we are having an effect. 84% of Americans believe they're being lied to about 9/11. In an earlier poll, 36% believe total inside job, with 68% of those respondents believing there's a cover-up in the Scripps Howard News Service poll. And if you study polling science, most people will get a phone call saying, this is Scripps Howard News Service with a Ohio University poll survey. Do you believe the government carried out the attacks? With controversial questions, most people will answer with the non-controversial. Okay, so it's probably double that number. We are winning. We are having an effect, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not going to stop. Mark, we were talking during the break, and it's an important point to add that by exposing government-sponsored terror, I mean, I remember when it happened, the day it happened, I went on air, laid it out, and took a lot of nerve to do, but we had to do it because, I mean, when I first said it, it was like I was had five heads from Mars, but it had to be done. And, of course, you know, months before, we laid out the fact they'd probably attack the World Trade Center, use their asset Bin Laden to take the blame. Let's talk about that. By exposing government-sponsored terror, more eyes are open, aren't they, Mark?
Yes, the biggest problem they've got, everybody needs to think this way, that the more people you have observing, the harder it is for, and the description I would use is the pickpocket or the magician. It's harder for them to maintain the illusion. Now, here's the biggest problem is not only do you have to deal with everybody, but you have to deal with many trained professionals in many different professions. The more intricate an action, especially in modern times, where you involve specific technologies, the more you're going to have difficulty in baffling somebody with BS if they're in the field or if they're affiliated with the field and have a working knowledge of it in some way. Now, there will always be shills. There will always be some group of shysters who will be willing to sell their soul and will be, you know, will provide whatever words are needed to try and do damage control. Think about that. You've already seen this in the printing industry. We see this with key individuals who have large government contracts. But even there, you have a lot of people, even though they've had large government contracts, have openly said that they've seen through the charade. Because from their professional perspective, they understand how the technology and the business
works. Let me
add
a point here, Mark. First, they had Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confess to carrying out the 93 bombing. It's now admitted he had nothing to do with it. To bombing, trying to bomb a bank that didn't even exist till 3 years after he was arrested. To being behind everything, you know, except for the Kennedy assassination. Secret arrest, secret torture. You can't believe any confession, you know, that's garnered under those circumstances in that atmosphere. Then you have the neocons caught lying about WMDs, everything else. Well, that didn't work, so now, just out, detainee confesses to USS Cole bombing, Associated Press, Waleed bin Attasha, a suspected key al-Qaeda operative, confessed to plotting the bombings of the USS Cole. They must be getting really desperate now that people they've been holding for 4 or 5 years are suddenly spilling or they're releasing the spilled guts from inside these torture black hole camps. I mean, if they grab me and put me in a secret camp, folks, and 4 years later they march me out, you know, with a shaved head to say, you know, that I stole the Lindbergh baby. Folks, it ain't true. You can't, I mean, Mark, when we get back, let's talk about just it's prima facie. You can't believe anything a government does that tortures, can you, Mark?
Okay, let me explain something. When I worked as an intel analyst...
Well, stay there. Let's finish up with the intel analyst stuff you were talking about before the last break. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the third hour with Mark Kornke and your calls.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.